بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے تھے، جنت کے 8 دروازے ہیں جو تمام کھلتے اور بند ہوتے ہیں، مگر توبہ کے دروازہ پر ایک فرشتہ ہے جو اس کو بند نہیں ہونے دیتا، بس التجا کرو اور نا امید نہ ہو. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سینئر صحابی، اسے جنت ہے 8 پورٹلز، 8 گیٹ ویز، اینڈ دیز دے اوپن اینڈ دے کلوز سرٹن ٹائمز، اللہ تعالیٰ اور جو سفر آئے ملائکہ کلوز دیم اینڈ سرٹن ٹائمز دے اوپن دیم، بٹ دا ڈور اور دا گیٹ وے وچ از کالڈ دا گیٹ وے آف توبہ، which the repentance, the tawbah, the istighfar of people enter. There is one farishta, one angel, who stands guard at the door, and he never allows this door to close. Now he has instructions from Allah Ta'ala to always ensure that this door of tawbah, it remains open. The door of tawbah should never close. For that reason, he says that you should always plead unto Allah Ta'ala, make iltija to Him, appeal to Him, seek forgiveness, and do not lose hope. Never lose hope, regardless of how numerous your sins may be and how great the sins may be. Never lose hope. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala instructs our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, tell my servants, my servants, tell them that they should not lose hope. Tell my servants who? Those who have wronged themselves, those who have committed zulm upon themselves. By zulm, by means of sins. When a person sins, he commits zulm or oppression on himself. Why? Because the consequence of sin is Jahannam, it's the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Punishment in this dunya also and in the akhirat. So he has committed zulm on him, but he should not lose hope. What he should do? He should turn to Allah Ta'ala in repentance. In the Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia, because verily Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins, no matter how great the sins may be. But if one repents with ikhlas, with sincerity, then Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. In 1 second, if there's true nadamat or regret in the heart, Allah Ta'ala forgives all those sins. Abdul Rahman bin Qasim rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the, kafir ke musalman hone ka tazkira hua ke uske pichle tamam guna maaf ho jate hain. Abdul Rahman bin Qasim rahmatullahi alayhi says, there was a discussion amongst us about a kafir, a non-Muslim, a kafir, who accepts Islam, he accepts the deen, and then by this mere acceptance of the deen, just reciting the kalima once, all the sins, whole life, entire lifetime of kufr and shirk and sins, everything is forgiven by reciting this kalima. So maine kaha, mujhe umeed hai ke Allah Ta'ala ke nazdeek musalman usse afzal hai. He says that I have hope in Allah Ta'ala, that by Allah Ta'ala, a Muslim, he is superior to that non-Muslim who has just entered Islam and all his sins are forgiven, he has a clean slate. But tell the Muslim, he says, I have hope that the Muslim, who is a Muslim, and despite his sins, he is still superior. Why? Kyunki Musalman ki toba goya Islam ke baad Islam hai. Yani dobara kalma parne ki tarah. Because when a Muslim, when he repents and makes his ikhfar, it is as if he is renewing Islam. If the, or if the lifetime, a lifetime of sin of the kafir is, can be forgiven and Allah forgives it by reciting only the kalima once. So the Muslim who recites the kalima daily, he is superior, because each time he recites the kalima, it is as if he is renewing his Islam. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala farmate the, میں تمہارے ساتھ کتاب اللہ یا نبی مرسل ہی کی باتیں کرتا ہوں. حضرت عبداللہ بن سلام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سینئر صحابی عالم آف دا تورا بنی اسرائیل ایکسیپٹڈ اسلام. سو ہی سیز دیٹ وٹ ایور آئی ایم نریٹنگ ٹو یو از ٹیلنگ دا پیپل اٹ از فرام دا کتاب اللہ اور فرام دا قرآن فار اللہ تعالیٰ اور فرام اے نبی وچ ہیز بین سینٹ بائی اللہ تعالیٰ فرام دا تورا. آئی ایم ناٹ سیئنگ اینی تھنگ آؤٹ آف آن دا بیس آف مائی اوپینین. Either from the Quran I'm telling you or from the Torah telling you. آدمی جب گناہ کرتا ہے پھر اس کے بعد ایک لمحہ کے لیے نادم ہو کر اللہ تبارک تعالیٰ سے استغفار کرتا ہے تو اس سے گناہ فی الفور ساقط ہو جاتا ہے. It says when a person commits a sin and then even for one second he's nadim, he regrets. He just too regret in his heart for what, for the sin which he has committed. Then, and he makes istighfar, Allah Ta'ala immediately forgives him. His sins drop away, fall away from him, the very same second that he has regret. Istighfar, or seeking forgiveness, is not valid without regret. If there's no regret in the heart, that istighfar is a mockery. It's not istighfar, that istighfar, the ruh or the soul of istighfar is to have regret and remorse in the heart. And a mu'min, he is never reckless, he doesn't commit sin recklessly. Those who commit sin recklessly must understand that their conception of dying, there's something very drastically wrong, they don't have no understanding. In other words, they in reality do not believe, although they know we're going to die, but there's no belief in the heart. For that reason, the hearts have become clouded and blocked with rust, the rust and the pollution of the dunya. To such an extent that the hearts are harder than stone, like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, ثُمَّ قَصَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Then the hearts became hard. فَيَّكَ الْحِجَارَةِ. And the hearts became hard as stone, as rock. Oh, Ashaddu, Qaswa. Oh, harder than rock, Allah Ta'ala says. The heart become harder than rock because from the out of a rock also you see water will flow. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, water comes from the rock and some rock will roll from a height and come down. Why? Not accidentally. Allah Ta'ala says, min khashatillah. Uma yahbitu min khashatillah. These rocks, they roll from a higher level to a lower level because of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So the hearts of people who sin recklessly, understand their hearts are harder than stone. For that reason they commit sin recklessly. Whereas a mu'min, he commits a sin because of weakness or because of ignorance. Suddenly he fell into sin, but immediately thereafter he regrets. So much regrets come in him that he's always restless. And he is restless and he is always in a state of anxiety that Allah Ta'ala accept my tawbah or not. Will I be forgiven? What will be the condition at time of mort or in the qabr? That is the attitude of the mu'min. So a mu'min, he does not sin recklessly. When a person sins constantly, day in and day out, he continues with the sin, then you should understand that there is no real istighfar. He's not making istighfar. If he makes a true istighfar, then Allah Ta'ala will accept it and give him the tawfiq to abstain from the sin.